beautiful it is, how beautiful it is, as the flower blossoms forth. You are becoming the song of your heart. How beautiful it is, how beautiful it is, as the flower blossoms forth. You are becoming the song of your heart. How beautiful it is, how beautiful it is. Feel the earth in your toes. Oh, my child, you'll never know what tomorrow brings. So sing, sing, sing. You are becoming the song of your heart. How beautiful it is, how beautiful it is, as the flower.
Dear Swaha, my beloved master, I always have had a strong longing to come home. The longing has been so strong that I have had a hard time sensing it or speaking out without beginning to cry. I am so thankful for all the love you are giving me, making me go deeper. You, my beloved master, and my dear Deshana, give me so much support and trust and help me to open my heart. No, you don't need much help to open your heart, Padma. Just let it open. You don't need any tools. I don't need tools to open your heart. Just allow it. You're using more energy to protecting it. So now have courage and feel how good it is. Even if it's a little crazy sometimes and people don't understand you, who cares? Because the heart wants to speak. I can be truthful with myself and others when I open my heart. Yes. And the thing is that everybody is longing for that. So you will be surprised when you start coming from your heart and speaking. Then you will touch people. Because everybody is longing to come back, to be truthful. I experience that acceptance and humbleness, and to dare to show my vulnerability, give me great support. I feel exhausted and useless out there in society. And I understand now that it is a great gift because I have to listen to my soul and my body. Yes. You function, do what you need to do in society, but don't listen to it, for God's sake. Listen to your heart, your soul, your body. What I feel now is that I get very tired of my mind and my jaws are aching because I keep contracting them. Yes, because they want to speak. go the other way, keep your mouth open. Like that. And when you see how it works, always when there is some negativity, go the opposite way. I told you, you have to remember now. So if it's tight like this, don't go the other way. Especially when you are home. Maybe it takes a little courage to walk around like that. Because you get attention. But at least at home, with mouth open, and you can make sound, animal sounds. That will help a lot. Many times it's best to do these things by yourself. Or here, of course, the best is when you are together with other people who wants to be free, because then it's much easier. So that is the first suggestion. Know when you're becoming very clear what you need and what you want, then really get involved. Have you been in Brazil? No, so nice holidays will come. Huh? You know that. You have to listen to it. Or here in the summer, go for the program, you know. Go a little banana, that is good. Scream and shout. I'm very happy. Thousandfold thanks, with love from Palma. You always had a good heart, Padma, but it's just that you've been behaving too nicely. I don't want anything more of that. The heart wants to be a little wild. You have to allow it to be a little. That doesn't mean to do anything naughty or be crazy, but just feel that, allow that craziness for yourself. Dance, shout, cry, laugh, make faces to yourself, sing in your car. Just things like this, get the energy out. Do you know that I visited the Shana just before she left? She told you that? So sweet, very nice. Too much heart, no, it just wants to come out. The tears is beautiful, no, just allow it. That's the whole thing, allowing. Dear Babaji, no, I need to write to you. Today in satsang, I felt like a big, solid, soft rock. Where I was sitting. You answered Badrinath's letter, and it was so true to me too. I go on reminding you that we are all in the same boat, and many times somebody will ask your question also, or when I answer it, it will maybe be more for you than even the one who is answering. Asking it. It's like that. Many things came out of this. It was a whole avalanche of arrogance going down the mountain. Let it go. first you have to see it, then the next thing, let it go. That's the thing. First you have to see things how they are. Only then you can let go. I start to realize the falseness of the old image I had of myself, of knowing, of being someone and wanting to become someone, and the arrogance. In fact, I don't know myself well. I need to begin from scratch, more like a new baby, innocent and open. Luckily, I have given myself 1 year off from the old job. Maybe that leave will last forever. Nobody knows. The old way of working, pushing myself simply, didn't work. My whole system was protesting, so I had to make a change. I'm excited to see what will happen now, being free of the old camel-like life. Yahoo! Yes. I'm a bit slow, therefore these things have taken a while to realize. That's what you heard now, huh? It's normal. It takes time. Nobody knows. But you can hold on to that you know a long time. But then you just create more trouble. But when you see it, then you can let go of it. And as you say, no, and it is an exciting future. Or better even, exciting new moments are waiting. And like they say, it's better late than never. And when it's happening, then it's happening. The past doesn't matter because you are here. But really stand up for your insights that you're having and that you're feeling here. I know it's very difficult to see. It's shattering for the old image. That's why people don't want to see. They don't want to go deep. They don't want to have the truth. They don't want to listen to any master or guru. They don't want to meditate. Because it's scary to see that you don't know. But it's such a relief also, because then you can start totally clean. No, you can start out of consciousness. Before, you were just a product of the society and the garbage and your ideas and all that stuff. Wanting to become someone. That is like prison. Do what you want, Vibhuta, just go on making strawberries. Okay? And a little work in the garden. Okay? And more will come. Okay? And much more will come. The problem is, if people don't have anything to do, then they get even more in their head. So it's very important to do some things. That's another reason why people are so much in the head now, because they don't use the body. You have used the body for thousands of years. But now suddenly you hardly need the body. And where is all that energy going to go then? It goes in the head. Dear Babaji, it's so beautiful to be back here and in the silence, in the winter. I want to tell you what happened before this retreat. Me and Prashanti and the boys were on a skiing holiday in the mountains of Sweden. We always drive there in the car, and we have a photo of you and one of Osho in front of the window. After some days of skiing, I was out playing with the kids. We were digging snow caves. As there was a big pile of snow just near the house, Nils was digging on his knees, building a tunnel in the snow. Suddenly he shouted, "Look, look, Dad, what I found." And from the inside of this tunnel that he was digging in, he pulls out a photo of you. The photo must somehow fallen out of the car and been blown after a snowfall and ending up under a huge pile of snow. It's really a mystery, the whole thing. And it's also a mystery how he could find your photo in all that snow just there, where he was digging. My first insight when he showed me the photo of you was, yes, I have been lost for quite a while, lost myself and you. It's so easy to lose the truth, yourself. What is most important? Then another insight. Other people and existence help me and remind me when I go astray. If I allow them, if I let them. Still, I have so much resistance when it comes to getting help from others. Thank you for everything. I go on digging deeper and deeper. Love, Jian Himat. It's good insights. And that is a part of our conditioning. Everybody wants to make it by ourselves. But then also we close off. And another thing, it's easier to help people, because then you are above. To receive help, that is terrible for the ego, because you are lower. You need help. But it's very valuable to feel helplessness and be able to receive help in whatever way. And we are all interconnected, so it shouldn't be any problem if people are open. Then it is a flow. Everybody wants to help, but they are all holding back. Everybody wants to be open, but we are holding back. Everybody wants to be happy, but we are holding back. Another insight, my dear Dhyan, was that if you really love something, it cannot get lost. And only in love that can remind you, where are you, Dhyan? You can get rid of me so easy, even if I go under the snow pile. Then the little boy finds it. Dear Master, after the letters from other friends, a question was coming up inside. What is my key arrogance? In an earlier letter, I just touched my inability to ask for help, to receive. Now during the retreat, I've been crying many times continuously, seeing how deep my arrogance is. my pattern of not wanting to receive help from others or from you, to be strong on my own. Yeah, but that is not you, Dion. That is your conditioning. And that this is what satsang does, that's what meditation does. You start seeing through that conditioning. And as soon as you see, then you are free of it. Don't go that way. After dynamic, I felt very peaceful and much lighter. Everything, including meditation, took a new turn as I felt soft, light, and relaxed. And beloved, I need your help to find clarity and truth. Can you help me? I know you do it already, but I need a bit of training asking for help. So therefore I spell it out to myself. Thousand thanks, Dion Himat. Just practice, it's okay. But help is already given, you are seeing. That is the biggest help. First, to see, not to realize things, the situation. And seeing that, no, you want to live a different life. You want more softness, you want to be more real, you want to be more truthful, you want to be more open. Because you know what it feels like. It feels good. Because you becoming real. And the only way is to let go of that hard old shell, which is scary, of course, but it's well worth it, because it's not real, it's just the conditioning, it's just the habit, just the protection. So you can ask, but it's already happening by seeing it, by clarity, by insight. You have to listen to it, that's the next. You should, when you go, start a new journey now. You have to remind yourself, because the habit, this is, you see, for everybody, the habit is so strong. So you will catch yourself many times. And when you catch yourself, that's when you, again, you go the other way, not the automatic way. And this is a very nice thing, these words, can you help me? That will soften you. That's a beautiful mantra. Because those who ask, it will be given when it comes from your heart. No doubt about it. Because the heart is always listened to. No, a new training is starting now. Beloved Babaji, it came up how important it is to go slower, to include all of me, to be centered in order to reflect and to be honest. It is so quick to forget, to pretend and to hide it. Then suddenly comes again a layer in between. I see how awareness is the only thing that can cut through all the illusions and the mind. To find the power in myself to want the real and to drop what is not needed. I love you in gratitude, Sumeru. That's what I'm trying all the time, Sumeru, with all of you, to show you how important it is to slow down. No, this can only come from you. It doesn't, yes, it does help that I have the light, but you have to find it. You have to take responsibility for your life. And this is what meditation does. You start seeing things because you start going more slow. When you go fast, which you normally do, then it's very easy to be on automatic. But to do things slower, you start breaking the habit. That's the whole reason why I want you to go slow, why this balance. It's just the opposite of going fast. Go slow. You feel a negativity coming, then think positive. Do the opposite. The habit is to go fast, to do things unconscious. Very easy to do that, because you know how to function. You don't need to think, it's automatic, like a robot. It's already in your computer. And the only thing that can break it is more awareness, which is what you start seeing. It came up how important it is to go slower, to include all of me. Exactly. And only if it's all of you, you are whole. Normally it's just one part. Maybe your arms is running there. Then you are somewhere else. No, I want you to be one piece. Whole. Then you feel really good. You are centered. Not scattered. But this is how the mind is. You're running there. You want to be there. You're doing this and you're not. Absent-minded. To break all that, the only way is to slow down. It's the antidote. Then meditation. Then when you're totally getting the taste of how good it is, then total stopping. Then all this will come from your inside. Then you will understand me much deeper, because it's your own realization. It's not just the beauty I'm talking, but it's your own beauty, it's your own realization. It is so quick to forget, to pretend and to hide it. It's so quick, because it's so easy to live unconsciously. That you know already. What is difficult is to wake up. What is difficult is to become conscious, to be truthful, to speak your heart, to listen to your intuition, to show your new face, to stand up for the new, your new intelligence. That is what is hard, because you're breaking out of a pattern. In a way, you get transformed. You are not the old. You are breaking out, but you are not totally the new either. So, go on. From the caterpillar to the butterfly, no? The caterpillar, he have no idea he can be a butterfly. Can you imagine? That little worm, And many places in the world, they eat those little caterpillars, those worms. It's pretty yucky, but in the East, they, good protein, they say. But who have heard when you are a beautiful blue and turquoise butterfly, who eats you then? Wow, they all stunned, no? They all stunned. Wow, so beautiful. Everybody loves butterflies, no? There's something with butterflies, like dolphins. Everybody loves them. What is it with it? Because they totally transformed. No? They were just this little thing and then they became a butterfly. It's like that with humans. But most humans, they stay just like a caterpillar. They don't break out. So of course it's scary. And the only thing is to become more conscious. To break the negative habits. To grow, to expand. It is so quick to forget and to pretend and to hide it. Then suddenly again comes a layer in between. I see how awareness is the only thing that can cut through all these illusions and the mind. Yes, it is only awareness. That's what I'm working on all the time, Sumer. Take responsibility. Listen to your heart, listen to your awareness. See that it's needed, that you want it. But you cannot see that it is awareness that is the only thing, if you have never felt awareness. And that's why nobody thinks about meditation, awareness, or waking up, because nobody has felt it. Ordinary people are asleep. No need for that. It's only when you go deeper in yourself and you see the need, wow, I can live a different life. That means you have had taste of the different, of something different. Many people write to me, they say, I never felt so peaceful in my whole life. I never felt so centered. I never felt so alert. It's amazing. Yes, it is amazing. And most people, they totally miss out on it their whole life. But it's very fragile. You have to incorporate it. You have to be aware. Otherwise, like you say, it's so quick to forget, to pretend and to hide it. I want to find this in myself. I want the real and to drop what is not needed. That you should always remember, because that is what the sannyasin should do. Stand up for the real and drop everything that is not needed. And everything that is not needed is the whole past. That is what is not needed. Nothing more, nothing less. Just the whole past. As soon as the whole past is gone, you're free. That means you have to start functioning in the moment. Then you don't function like a machine, you start functioning in your awareness. Because every moment is new. Then you cannot function like a robot. You have to use your intelligence, you have to use your awareness. Then you become very alert, very sharp, very present. So it's the whole past that is making it heavy, because you have an idea who you are. But it's all finished. It's history. You are here, fresh. Can't you see? This is the work of all these people who start talking about it. It's so easy, but you just don't get it. It's like, ugh! And that is great. You can laugh about it because you have to laugh about it. Because many times you will forget. Again, it's so quick to forget. You will forget. Many times, every retreat, when you know, you start going deeper again. You start connecting with yourself, becoming real. Good insights. Awareness, meditation. But then, be aware. Here, it is the climate for awareness. It's a different climate here. But it is in you, but it's still very fragile. That's why you forget it. And it's so easy then, even to pretend that everything is fine. Yeah, I have it. Because I had a glimpse in 1992. That doesn't help. It has to be now. So this is the thing. What can I say? Just good luck, amigo. These different steps, and the deeper you go, you see that. And many times you have to do that again and again. And the first is to empty out. No? Empty out everything that you think you are or have. That means the whole past, all that has to go. Which is what it has gone when you have these insights. But it's waiting for you because it's like a fucking mountain. So you have to be alert, don't take it, I want to be light now. So first, emptying. Then being responsible, no, it's a new chance, new life, new born. Then you start becoming more conscious how you live, where you are, who you talk to, how you spend your time, sharing more from your truth, integrating more your insights. Then meditation, going deeper. Then more truth will come, realizations will come, clarity will come. And then living like that. Being the truth. But on the way, many times you forget. And many times people forget. Till next life. I had had people who knew that they had been with masters, with gurus before. And still they get afraid and they disappear. They always will be tortured because you have to go through to integrate yourself. Not necessarily with me, but you have to go through it. I will tell you a little Zen story then. Zen Master Genshya complained to his disciples one day. Other masters are always carrying on saying about the necessity of serving everyone. But suppose you meet up with someone who is deaf, dumb, and blind. He couldn't even see your gestures, hear your preaching, or for that matter, ask any questions. Unable to save him, you prove yourself a worthless Buddhist. Troubled by these words, one of Genshya's disciples went to consult the master Umon, who, like Genshya, was a disciple of Seppo. "Bow, please," said Umun when he came in. The monk, though taken by surprise, obeyed the master's command, then straightened up in an expectation of having his query answered. But instead of an answer, he got the big staff thrust at him. He jumped back. "Well," said Umun, "you're not blind. No, come forward." The monk did as he was asked. "Good," said Umun. "You are not deaf either. Well, you understand now?"
"Understand what, sir?" said the monk.
"Ah, you're not dumb either," said Umun. On hearing these words, the monk awoke as from a deep sleep. It's an old story, trying to wake the disciple up in so many ways. Let's go into this. First, the Buddhists, they always talking about helping to spread the Dharma, the Buddha teaching. To be a Bodhisattva is the highest. That's, you are there to help. First, you have to find yourself. The best way is to serve the master. That's the best way to come back to yourself. So first, serve the master, be in tune, meditate, purify yourself, go deeper. Then when you find yourself, spread the teaching for other people, help other people. So this Gensha, he was complaining to his disciples one day. "Other masters are always carrying on about the necessity of saving everyone. But suppose you meet up with someone who is deaf, dumb, and blind. He couldn't see your gestures, hear your preaching, or for that matter, ask any questions. Unable to save him, you prove yourself a worthless Buddhist." But all the masters come across these deaf, dumb, and blind people. That is the ordinary people. How to wake these deaf, dumb, and blind people up? It's like they have the story about Jesus. He made blind people see. It's the same thing. It's not like he was physically blind.
Oh, hocus pocus.
No. He was ignorant. He couldn't see the truth. He was not in tune. He was a spell of ignorance, of delusion. Listening to Jesus, looking into his eyes, he woke up. He could see. He became aware. But how to do that? You have to become intimate. This is the dilemma. And this Gensha, he was a pretty soft master, most probably. He didn't do so much, and he didn't complain, because a master, he doesn't complain, he was just stating a fact. And many times the truth is very hard for the ego. But the real master, he just says as it is. A spade is a spade. A banana is a banana. Okay, that's it. It's no judgment, it's not complaining. For other people, for the ego, then they complain and compare. He's just stating this is the fact, this is the dilemma, what to do with all you people. We are trying in this way or that way, but you are deaf, dumb and blind. I'm here, but you don't see me. This is his frustration. So this is the Zen way of saying it. Now what would you do? He is teaching his disciples. And he's hinting at them because many maybe start becoming more and more aware. They have had satoris, they have had insight. They're just on the brink. But then what you going to do then? When you are facing these people who cannot take you in, what you going to do? It's a dilemma. You have to find your way how to teach. Troubled by these words, one of Gensha's disciples went to consult the master Umon, who, like Gensha, was a disciple of Seppo. They say that Seppo, he was a very silent type, Buddha type. He didn't say much. Umon, Seppo had two disciples, Gensha and Umon. This Gensha who is talking about this, he is also more the gentle type, but he speaks. At least he speaks. This Umon was more a wild type, which you see later on in the story. One of those Zen masters who did things. You have all different types because there is no rules in Zen. It's very individual. It depends on the master. Maybe he's quiet, maybe he's wild, maybe he will beat you up. Maybe he will give you flowers. Nobody knows. It's unpredictable. That is the beauty of Zen, because it's totally in the moment. They don't follow any rules, any commandments, because it's totally individual. And everybody who gets self-realized brings their own flavor of the teaching. That's why it is very not understood in the West. It's way beyond the Buddhist part. There you have all the rules. In Zen you have no rules. It's very alive. So now he went to see another master, so maybe he could show him. Maybe he could give him a hint. What is it that his master is meaning? Anyway, they were from the same family. They came from the same master. When you come from the same master, then it's more a possibility you fall in tune also. Otherwise, it can be very confusing to go to different masters because they all talk different language. And it's not the language, it's not the teaching that matters. It is the master that matters, to fall in tune with him, not the words. When he came to see Umon, Umon said, "Bow, please." The monk, taken by surprise, obeyed the master's command. No, the first thing he said, "Bow, please." He make it clear that here you are with a master. You have to behave now. You have to wake up. You are in a holy place. Bow. And he gives him a command, which shouldn't be necessary because they all behave very good with the master. But he was ahead of the disciple. No, wake up. Don't be arrogant. Bow down. Then, only then, something is possible. Then he straightened up again in expectation of having his query answered. But instead of an answer, he got the staff thrust at him. He leapt back. "Well," said Umon, "you are not blind. No approach." The monk did as he was asked to do. No, he must have been in a shock. What is happening now? He didn't answer. He just thrust his staff to me. If I hadn't jumped away, I will get the big blue eye. Anyway, you have to have awareness then. He was already getting him into the moment. This is how the masters, these Zen masters do. They trick you. He didn't answer his question. He get him to function in the moment. "No, it's no mine. Well, you are not blind. Approach." The monk did as he was bidden. No, he didn't think, because he was reacting to the situation.
Good, said Uman, and you are not deaf either? Well, understand.
Understand what, sir, said the monk.
No, his mind came back again.
You see how tricky it is to forget so quickly, even if you are with the master.
No, the mind can understand what?
That is the beautiful thing when something happens, like in an accident, or something unpredictable happens. Then you respond. You have no time to think about it.
Many times I create this situation, people listen up, they don't know what to do. And then they like it. Otherwise they don't, I don't know.
Well, you are not deaf either, well?
Understand what said, sir, said the monk.
No, he gave him a chance now. No, you understand. You are here with me now. You are not blind, you are not deaf. No, you understand what I'm hinting at. Everything is functioning. You are alert, you are present. You are doing what I'm saying. Stay with me now, you understand? Understand what, sir? No, mind comes.
Ah, you are not dumb either, said Uman. On hearing these words, the monk awoke as from a deep sleep.
No, maybe he got his first satori, his first insight. And that makes all the difference, because that is, you cannot forget it again. It sticks out like a sun in the darkness. It's impossible to forget it. No, you know. No, he is in tune with the master. No, the teaching can go on because he had gone beyond his mind.
He awoke as from a deep sleep. Your whole life you've been in a sleep, which is so easy to fall back to. And then you have a moment of, wow, you become totally present.
No, the teaching can go on a different level. You are in tune. Your whole system have got the taste how it is to function in a no-mind state. But this is how all the masters down the ages has been dealing with people. They are all dumb, deaf and blind when they come. But in reality, you are not. Like Uman is saying, you are not blind. Come forward. You are not deaf either. You are not dumb either. You are not deaf. You are not dumb. You are not blind. But you think you are. It's the unconscious. But all that can go away very quickly. Because it's not real. It's just a habit. It's just the sleepiness. And whenever you wake up, then it's like, wow, it's always been there. That is impossible for the mind to understand. It's no gradual process. The seeking, the searching, the processes, the meditation, they might be gradual. But the happening is always instant. Wake up from the sleep. But this is how it is. It's slowly, slowly, slowly. And you're going deeper, deeper, deeper. And it can take many years, like you see, arrogance, delusions, projections, anger, dreams, all these things. But when you cut through, when you start seeing, then you start a totally different life. No, a life out of more awareness. It is no shortcut. You have to see the mind, you have to see how you're functioning. And then go beyond it. Then it is like waking up from its sleep, deep sleep. That's another thing the Zen people say. The sun rises in the evening. It can rise any time because it's an inner sun. From the mind it sounds totally crazy, the sun rises, and now again these Zen people. It must be someone who had the insight, this authority, deep in the evening, in the night. Then he writes, the sun rises in the evening. So beautiful. So beautiful. But with the mind you cannot understand. But you have an inner sun also. When then rises, everything becomes clear. If it's day or night. It goes beyond all opposites. Don't be deaf, dumb and blind. Aum Shanti. Wake up from the deep sleep and reclaim your true nature.
Namo Ratnaitra.